There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, what's your name?
My name is Rich McFadden.
Ah, nice. And what's her name?
Her name is Molly Page.
Molly Page. Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
His name is Kenneth Kessler.
There we go. All of us are
otherwise
here.
Otherwise known as Mr. Pop Culture.
Together. Yes, Mr. Pop Culture, as opposed to Mr. Bojangles. If you want to see a lady who danced with Mr. Bojangles, you can check the story out. The story of this lady, what a great story, 102 years old, who got to see the 1940s footage of herself as a Hollywood dancer for the first time. And, excuse me. Instead of apple pie today, I made a blueberry pie.
That is an awesome diet.
Yeah.
Apple pie yesterday. And I'm in the throes of this brand new me, this new very rigorous exercise program, and my health and eating and all the things that I haven't abused myself, and I haven't eaten bad stuff, but I do like pie and ice cream and stuff. So I decided, the doctor said the new diet has to start right now. And I said, because there's somebody coming this afternoon to the house to start working with me. And I said, nope, I'm not starting until next week because I have two pies in the house and I'm not throwing them out.
Good for you.
How about that for standing my ground?
I'm coming.
Yeah.
And, Molly's got me some blueberry scones from Trader Joe's lately.
Right. Super. Okay.
Directing my diet.
So the story about Cesar Chavez, people say to me, when I talk about folks like this who have been controversial, why are we talking about him today? This will make some people's blood boil. And it may be with some of you that you'll think this is appropriate. You remember him, Cesar Chavez, very, very controversial figure, civil rights leader, labor leader. He died 22 years ago, yeah, right? Well, Richie, you'll be happy to know he's going to be honored by the United States government today. He died and was accused, as you have just suggested, of being a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's going to get full military honors at his graveside today from the U.S. Navy.
Well, he was in the Navy, yeah?
That's true.
Okay.
Just like the, Boys to Men? Who did that? YMCA. Who did the In the Navy?
Village People.
The Village People.
Right.
Just like the Village People were in the Navy.
Well, close.
A little different.
The idea for the ceremony came, I'm sure the people who like Cesar Chavez are probably not laughing and they're not happy with us because we're having a little fun with this. Anyway, so the idea for the ceremony, you're going to love this, came from a sailor who's currently in the Navy who learned that Chavez did not receive the honors that he was entitled to at the time of his death. This according to pronouncements from the Cesar Chavez Foundation. So the foundation itself is hosting this ceremony, along with the Federal National Park Service, which operates Chavez's memorial, which is even more troubling to some people. So what happens is a bunch of sailors who are now in the Navy, veterans, relatives of Mr. Chavez, are going to attend this ceremony, very formal, includes a Navy bugler playing taps, a rifle salute, folding of the flag that will be given to Mr. Chavez's widow, Helen. Ceremony will not be the only time the Navy has honored Mr. Chavez. A couple of years ago, it launched a cargo ship named the USS Cesar Chavez. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that. All Richie knows is that he was a murderer.
Well,
why do you say that?
No, I don't know.
Prove that. It was never proven, was it? He was involved in some skullduggery stuff.
Yeah.
Controversial stuff. People on the right do not like him. So they will find this anathema. We're praising this guy?
He was a vegan.
Wow. Yeah. All right, anyway. So the organizers say that this is an opportunity to show the public that Chavez was not necessarily known for him for being in the Navy. Helped him become the fighter and organizer that he was. So he learned how to do that in the Navy. So they say. And they also say that he endured discrimination. His family says, and the Cesar Chavez Foundation says, that he endured discrimination while he was in the Navy. He was in the Navy in the 40s, after World War II. Cesar belonged to a generation of Latinos and other people of color who returned home from the service after World War II, determined to see that the country for which they sacrificed fulfilled its promise of equality and freedom. That motivated him to work for civil and labor rights during the 50s and 60s. You know, there's something to be said for that, frankly. There is. We all know how prejudiced the service was to an unbelievable fault. If you were black, you couldn't take a leak in the same toilet as a white man until after the Korean War, until Dwight Eisenhower was president. You, if you were black, had to go to a different place to urinate than white guys. Hello? This is America. These people fought. Have you seen the story of the Tuskegee Airmen? Or any of the a dozen stories like that.
Montfort Port Marines?
Yep. So whether Chavez, put him aside, and the Latinos who served, and there are, by the way, today, there are people who are coming, and by the way, I think we also have the differentiation between Hispanics and Latinos, but people who are of that heritage are coming into our country, some of them illegally, signing up for the service. We're letting them, we're taking them into the service, and then we dishonor them after they've served the country, even if they aren't. See, that's the part of the immigration thing that really makes me crazy. These people come in here, don't question their motives. You don't know what their motives really are. If they put their lives on the line, signing up, depending on what you get for an assignment, but signing up takes a bit of brass because you don't really know what your assignment's going to be, for the most part. So these people don't know what their assignment's going to be. Chavez, I don't even know whether he was legal or not when he signed up, and I don't know that I really, at this point, care. I don't think he was a wonderful guy in some respects, but I think he did a lot to make us think, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with thinking. We don't do enough of it. All right, Richie, you started to say something.
You know what else he's responsible for?
Probably something that you found that is not nice.
No.
What?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
His motto was, si se puede, yes you can, yes one can.
Right. Open change.
Which was later adopted by President Obama's 2008 campaign.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. All right, but the point is, the reason I tell you the story is because there's a lot of misunderstanding, misinformation, and I got to tell you that I don't really know what to believe about Cesar Chavez, except that he got a lot of attention, and I think he did. I hope that my rendering of this is that he did more good than bad. And I think that's kind of what I mean, in this circumstance, is it appropriate for the National Park Service and the Navy and everybody else to honor him? He served the country, and he was not given these honors, which is what happens to most people when they're in the service. My father died, and the first thing that showed up was a notice from the Department of War, with his rights and what he was supposed to have and the flag and all the other things that were part of him being in the service in World War II. He didn't do anything extraordinary other than he signed up the day World War II began, and every day, 7 days a week, he was on this Coast Guard cutter. He went home every night, 12 hours a day he was on the cutter, in charge of phys ed of the crew of 86. From the beginning of the war to the last day of the war, that's what he did.
By the way, Chavez was born in Yuma, Arizona.
Yuma, okay. So he was a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, do I need to add any more to the conversation, or have we had enough?
I think you're good.
Thank you, Rich. 16 after the hour. This is a good day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over $25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. $11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. $14 million more in drums, keyboards, and decks. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
There have been months of delay and partisan finger-pointing about the confirmation of Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn. Lynn.
That's the important part of this.
So she's going to get a vote in the Senate today. Appears headed toward approval as the 83rd Attorney General. First black woman to hold the position. Why is that important? Why did I even fall into that trap? Yeah. Okay. So her name
was
obviously.
The first?
Yeah. I don't. I'd rather know that she was very qualified for the job and it had nothing to do with her being a woman or being black.
Well, frankly. Of course. But yeah. I mean, it's worth a slight mention. If it was the first man, it'd be worth a slight mention. Hopefully, they'd be qualified.
Imagine in 20 right? years, we're going to have somebody who's like the first black, Latino, Asian, transsexual.
Yeah. I want to have a transsexual
Iguana.
President.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be a first.
Let's have a transsexual president. What do you think?
It's the first.
Ready for that?
Brown-eyed
president.
As long
as they can do a good job.
Well, you would see that won't make any difference because transsexualism will ruin everything else. That's the headline, not whether you can do a good job or not. So anyway, Ms. Lynch probably gets approved today. Ms. Lynch. 21 after on Good Day. There's got to be a little rain sometimes.
Hi. positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this will test your musical prowess. It's Jennifer here. She's all over this. I don't know how to present this, ladies and gentlemen.
This was a big hit, man.
It was a big hit. One hit wonder time. This song is by a duo that had only one top pop single. Plenty of hits in the on the other side in this genre, though. This was a big pop single. Number one, actually, during this week in 1995. So if you can tell us the name of the duo, the people singing, can we say this is singing?
Yeah.
Sure. Doing this song.
Rapping.
Call us at 888. I can say rapping.
Yeah.
Rapping doesn't equal singing, however, in my book, but that's just me.
Yeah, sure does.
Can we say what movie it was in?
Sure.
Dangerous Minds.
All right. So if you know who this is, you'll call us now at 888-302-3684, and you will win a CD full of one-hit wonders. I'm not sure that Gangsta's Paradise is going to be in the group. Apparently, we have plenty of people who know who this is, Richie.
The phones are lighting up.
Would appear. So anyway, this is a Los Angeles rap pair, rap duo. Made it to the top of the pop singles charts during this week in 95. Tell us the name, real name of the artist performing the song. That's the artist, Leon Ivey Jr. and Larry Saunders. Really, Larry Saunders. Was he on TV?
Larry Sanders.
Oh, that was Sanders, not Saunders.
Okay. And big props to Bob McKay, who was our guy who chooses our daily one-hit wonder. I didn't see this song being on his radar at all, man.
No, you talk about me
Bob's
being a white guy.
Guy, man.
He is an old
with
white guy.
White hair, blonde hair, and
right.
Little German fat dude. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he's not going to like it that I said he was a little fat.
No,
he's been my friend since 1968. There's not much we don't say to each other.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in good shape. All right, anyway, so this song was pretty controversial at the time. Features a recurring sample of Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise. Gangsta's Paradise was the biggest selling single of the year. Not just number one during this week in 95, it was the biggest selling song of the entire year. Reached number one in the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Sweden, Austria, Norway, Switzerland, Australia, and New Zealand. It remained number one on the pop charts here for 12 weeks, or at least we went back and forth from number one to number two. It's an amazing, astounding accomplishment. It really is.
Yeah.
The
Norway.
The record got a Grammy for Best Rap Performance. Gangsta's Paradise is one of the few tracks by one member of this duo that does not feature profanity. Both artists had several other hits, both on their own and with other artists, but this is the only time the two of them did it together. So, Gangsta, the name of a friend of mine, has a, I was talking about that bull the other day, the riding bull. The bull's called Gangsta.
Really?
Yeah. All right, anyway, let's see who we've got here that can help us out. We haven't been to Eugene, KUGN land for a while, so let's talk to Stephen. Stephen, have I ever talked to you before?
Yes.
Oh, Stephen, have I? Did you get a prize for being smart?
I didn't. It was for the vacation getaway package.
Really?
For the Turks and Caicos thing.
Did you take it? Did you take the trip?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you were just qualified. Okay.
Yeah, qualified.
All right. So who is this?
Coolio.
And?
I don't know the other half.
All right, wait a minute. Let's see if we can hold on a second. Don't go away. Let me see the see if we can get the other side. Richie, I can't put on the other side. Can you get Robert on quickly, who's in Florida? Robert, who's the other person singing with Coolio? He's not there.
He didn't know it was Coolio.
Oh,
he thought it was somebody else.
Okay, so let's, because in the interest of time, we're getting a little bit squeezed here. Coolio with LV, that stands for Large Variety. So let's give Stefan the CD, Richie, okay?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Shh, no one wants to talk about this, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Crotch sniffing. Dogs like to sniff each other's bottoms, but it's different when they nose up to someone's crotch. It's not bad manners. As a matter of fact, according to your dog, it's good. Dogs can get a lot of information about other dogs by sniffing around down there, and they probably get the same info by sniffing people, too. If your dog's nosiness bothers you or the people they sniff, some good obedience training may help. It's kind of like Google for your dog. So your dog's just surfing the web. By sniffing other dogs, it tells them about their hormones, about what type of food is in the area, can even tell them about their mood. So that's why very often when people come into your home, the first thing the dog does is go sniff them in the inappropriate areas. Try to explain it to your friends. Try to explain it to your guests. But the dog's doing it as a good thing, not as a bad thing. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I had to do a, email to my insurance agent. Thank you, 33 after the hour.
Glad you got that done.
Yep. He's taking care of now, Richie. It's 33 past 27 for the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How do you feel about this new day, which you are entering with Rich McFadden and Molly Page and Ken Kessler and the rest of the millions who are paying attention to every word that comes out of our mouths? It's amazing. You can share your words. Get them out of your mouth. 888-302-3684. You don't want to get a canker sore in your mouth, and sometimes you hold those words in there. Remember, excellence is achieved only when you push yourself to your maximum potential. To do less allows mediocrity to take its place. We want no mediocrities here. We don't want mediocrity in our broadcasters. We don't want mediocrity in our listeners. We want everybody in so that we know what's going on. We can think about the ramifications of some of the things going on. For example, European Union leaders in Brussels meeting today, considering a military operation against human traffickers in Libya in an effort to halt the flow of migrants trying to reach Europe by sea. Remember yesterday I told you that 3,200 people had died in 2013 trying to get from Africa to Asia to Europe. So far, 30,000 on that list this year. The Prime Minister of Italy evoked the possibility of targeted intervention against smugglers who are bringing these people over from Libya. 850 migrants died in that ship that capsized last weekend. That's why this, it's the numbers that are in front of them. They've all known this stuff was going on for decades. And they know the numbers, but this is, they can't avoid this. You can't run from this. It's too obvious what's going on. So
European folks are going to try to do something about it. And, of course, yes, they'll ask us for our help, and we'll figure out how to send our ships over there and do whatever. But there have been a lot of protests in all over Europe this week aimed at trying to put an end to not the Europeans are protesting the immigrants. They're protesting the people who have been killed trying to illegally get into Europe. I find that fascinating, don't you? Not worried about all the illegals coming into their countries. They're worried about the people dying on their way. I think both of them are something to have a handle on. Yes, no? Nobody seems to care on my staff, so let's keep going.
No, I just think it's horrible that things are so bad that they have to run like that and risk their lives.
Right, things are so bad. But most of the world doesn't live like we do. As a matter of fact, there are many people in America who don't live like you do, Molly, and like you do, Kenny, and like you do, Richie, or like I do. And
They hang up their clothes and do their laundry and then have dishes in the sink?
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Yep. New Pentagon cybersecurity strategy to be released today lays out publicly for the first time U.S. military plans, which includes cyber warfare as an option. This is big stuff that's only talked about or has been talked about behind the scenes until today. Ashton Cooper, Carter, what's his name? Carter.
Kutcher.
Him too. As in the Silicon Valley today to seek the help of the technologists up there to help America's military produce the cutting-edge material products that will be needed to protect our whatever's going on in government correspondence. Hacking here, hacking there. What they should do is go find some of these Russian and Chinese kids that are doing the hacking and make them honorary Americans, bring them over here and pay them.
Why not? That's what they do with all hackers.
Yeah.
They end up with good jobs.
Yeah.
Six-figure paying jobs.
Right, yeah. Remember the story of, what was his name, Abercrombie or the...
And Fitch?
No.
Detective team? Good cop, bad cop?
No.
They never wore shirts?
Good one, anyway. No, those are the guys who were in Gotham. No, remember the kid that was a forger
The movie.
Tom Hanks and Leo DiCaprio. So that's and look at what happened to him. He became a multimillionaire.
Oh, sure. Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, right. But remember what happened to him? He became very wealthy because they turned him around, in a sense, brought him over to the good side. NFL players, Richie, who have severe neurological disorders can get up to $5 million. Judge approving yesterday a lawsuit brought by 5,000 former players accusing the NFL of hiding the dangers of concussions.
That'll fix everything.
From them. No, what'll fix everything is if people stop playing football. That's what will fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
888-302-3684. It'll happen sooner or later.
Well, it'll happen in the next 20 years football at the pee wee level will
stop,
and then less high school, less college.
Yeah. I don't want to get hurt. Look at the guy who was the good player that earlier this year said, "I don't want to play anymore."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barry Bonds. You remember him, the big singer? Barry, U.S. Bonds?
No, you're thinking the Harry.
That's Barry.
Oh!
Yeah. Really? Sorry. Barry Bonds. He was the guy that looked like a Neanderthal after taking steroids for a couple of years.
I saw him at spring training one year, and he was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, his head looked like a 15-pound bowling ball.
Yep. Okay, so he was charged with lying. Richie always loves to tell the story because they never get him on what they really did. They get him on making stories up when they go to testify. I didn't do that. And they catch him on that.
Right, yeah. They can never convict you of what they want to convict you on. So they find you lying about what they want to convict you on. And
so tell them the truth and you'll never suffer the consequences.
It's so ridiculous.
Right. So this was a meandering answer that he presented to a grand jury back 12 years ago. That's how long. It's been that long since he and, what was the other guy's name from St. Louis? Mark McGuire, right?
Yep.
Isn't that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Has that been 12 years? Please tell me it hasn't been 12 years. Since they had their problem and they were brought through
Sammy Sosa.
That's been 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Google Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And you see all these before after pictures. Google Barry Bonds before after.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Mark McGuire before after. It's unbelievable.
All right. So anyway, the judge said that his answer was not material to the government's investigation into illegal steroids. In other words, he didn't really answer the question. And so they can't hold him for obstruction of justice because he never answered the question. Even though they said, guilty! Guilty. So he spent a lot of the money that he had, hired some good lawyers, and now he doesn't have to worry about it unless they decide to go one more step. And hopefully they don't, because that's your money and my money.
What was the initial investigation about anyway?
Steroids. Well, the trainer. Wasn't it the trainer?
Yeah.
Who said that, and then he said, I didn't do that, and... I think it was the trainer.
The
I think he and McGuire
the United
both.
States Congress of America has
right.
nothing better to do
right.
than chase around athletes and try to convict them for lying about using steroids.
Yep. Right.
Is just pretty much a sign of how
bad
messed
are in this country.
Up they are.
Yep, and this country is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly. Or do we get Molly an email thing yet?
We're working on it. She should have it.
What's taking so long? She's an important member of our staff.
I'm not getting any email.
Bob the K is working on getting this Coolio for our one-hit wonder of the day. Trying to figure out what a rap song was.
All right. Protest continuing today in Baltimore. Any of that spilled over into Washington, Richie?
No, it's up in Baltimore. It's just 40 minutes away. So.
What happened to the man inside the van? No answers yet. Lots of noise, though. Lots of noise.
Yeah, they had 1,000 people protesting. I mean, it's all been very peaceful and very quiet. Yeah. So,
Dr. Oz, I think we've talked about him every day this week, haven't we?
No, just yesterday.
All right, so TV news tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do in a moment. All right, TV news is up and coming next, 17 before the hour, and good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
Uh-uh.
You can
can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, there was a lot of things going on in the world of television. Dr. Oz airing an episode today of his syndicated talk program that takes on the 10 doctors who complained about him to Columbia University, where he is on the adjunct faculty. Group suggested that Dr. Oz promotes quack treatments of various supplements when there's no proof that they work. Really? This is not the television report. We ought to maybe save this for you know, here it is. Yeah, this is what you're going to hear later on from Dr. Oz.
Now, this month we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. I'm for that. I'm for him. Yeah. Is he an opportunist? Of course he is. Yeah, how many people on television aren't opportunists? How many people on radio aren't? Listen, how many people in your life aren't opportunists in some way, shape, or form? These phony, fraudulent, the smarminess, the arrogance. They know more than you do, that kind of doctor stuff. Get lost.
That's right, Dr.
Love is a battlefield.
Okay. ESPN, speaking of the battlefield, Molly, in a battle with Verizon over bundling. Apparently this is not over. Verizon ran into a barrage of criticism from ESPN over their plan to overhaul the way it bundles channels. Richie, I think I asked you to explain this yesterday, and I don't know that I really gave you enough time to explain, because there are about, what, three or four different ESPNs?
Here's how it works now, okay? We all have to buy, like, 115 channels.
We don't want to buy 115.
But I want to buy 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the 15 or 20 I want to buy don't include ESPN or all the ESPNs, and ESPN sees that they're going to lose there. But these providers know that the people are getting, everybody's cutting the cord, and if they don't start offering some a la carte packages, they're going to start losing customers, and this is a way for them to lose customers, save customers, and ESPN sees them losing viewers because of it.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom.
So that's the bottom. That's, and who knows where it's going to go. Federal Communications Commission recommending that the hearing over Comcast proposal to acquire Time Warner Cable, $45 billion deal.
Ain't happening.
Not go so fast.
No. The FCC's against it now.
Wall Street Journal says that the recommendation will put the merger in the hands of an administrative law judge, because so far the most of the people involved in the government say, new.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't like either one of these companies at all. Time Warner I like less than Comcast is one and Time Warner is the other. The way that they handle their problems with their customers, and when they tell you the leaders of both companies, wow, this will make service better. Do you know what a crock of manure that is? Who in their right mind would believe that? Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Remember they were from Full House?
Yeah, Michelle from Full House.
News broke. Netflix is going to reboot?
Reboot.
No.
Reboot?
Yeah,
reboot.
Thank you. 13-episode revival called Fuller House. Not indicated yet whether Mary-Kate or Ashley would be in the reboot. So did you watch this show when you were
younger, Molly, or not?
I did not, no. Never. But my it just daughter, sounds like everybody gained weight.
My 8-year-old daughter is... It does sound like that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. My 8-year-old daughter has just discovered the show.
Really?
And trying to explain to her that two twins played one person was like... It took me like 20 minutes.
So Bob Saget is in on it. Right?
No.
I thought he was.
John Stamos.
Oh, Stamos.
The two older daughters and the goofy next door girl that played Kimmy Gibbler or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is in discussions for a guest.
Ah, host, that's how it is. Okay. 51 after.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Thomas Aloysius Kreidler is with us.
Good day. My new name. Huh?
That's it.
Right.
I don't know. I like to know middle names. What's your middle name?
Anthony. You were close.
Anthony. Oh, I was close. I got an A out of it. Anyway. Yeah. I knew somewhere in the ethos
so
I signed
A. Still
tack.
That's right.
I like that.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the fabulous Money Pit Radio Home Improvement Program that airs around the country every weekend. It would seem for hours. If a radio station had any brains at all, they would run this two-hour show over and over and over again all weekend long.
Enough already.
Yes. All right. Anyway, so we get questions from, we get a lot of questions from our audience, and sometimes we get to them and sometimes we don't. So today, let's get to them.
All right.
All right. And Bob, Molly, you got any questions about how to repair anything in your home before we go on to Molly and Tom just met?
Could I defer to the end of the segment?
Yes, you can.
There'll be no time, but go ahead.
All right.
You go with that.
Jake has plaster walls in his house, and they have cracks.
Yes.
Not too unusual. He says he's tried to fix these cracks, Tommy, with paper tape and nylon wall tape.
Yeah.
But the cracks keep coming through the mudding. How can I fix this permanently if a bulldozer, sir?
So, listen, if you have an old house, the way those walls were formed was they took the
studs, right, and they put wood strips across it. That was called plaster lath. Kind of looks like the tomato sticks that we use to hold up our plants.
Right.
Then they spread the plaster
on cow hair and horse hair in between.
Yeah, sometimes mixed in for strength. That's right.
Right.
And the plaster would, like, push through the sticks and sort of gooze out the back, and that's how it would stay tight to the wall. But over the years, the expanding and contracting of that wall causes that crack, that plaster to move and crack. Now, the problem is it's always going to move and crack, and if you just put spackle and paper tape over it, and you got a bad crack, it's not going to stop. It'll come right through. So what you need is a little tool called a plaster washer. It looks like a fender washer, which is like a really wide washer, but it has holes in it. And you essentially use this to sort of bolt the loose plaster back to the wood lath. And then you plaster over it so it's invisible. So if you secure these loose sections of plaster with the plaster washers first, and then you tape and spackle over that, then the crack will stay hidden. But I will warn you that once you secure this one area of plaster, your wall is going to keep moving and a crack will probably pop up somewhere else. It's kind of the charm that comes with owning an old house.
Lovely. Now, the reason that I said what I did, I wanted to impress Molly so that she would know that I wasn't just another voice in the wilderness when I said that the
the
horse and cow hair. That was,
yeah, Doug has history.
Right. Yes, I got history.
He has historical home improvement knowledge.
Doug's a country bumpkin. That's why he knows.
Heather has a concrete patio.
Mm-hmm.
Holds water when it rains, then turns green afterwards. Her husband seems to think that the builder didn't put a plastic barrier underneath the concrete. Is that true? And if that's the case, how can she fix it? And even if it isn't true, how does she fix it?
Well, that actually would have made it worse. And we don't put plastic vapor barriers underneath exterior patios. You do that if you're putting like a slab down in your basement because it'll keep the inside drier. But if you put plastic under your cement slab, it wouldn't really help the matter at all. What the problem is, Heather, that the slab was not sloped properly, and that's why it's holding water. And when you pour these slabs from the get-go, or if you're building even a paver patio, you want them to be crowned, which means they're higher in the middle and lower at the edges. And the fact that that's not done is a problem. So my advice is live with it, because the solution involves tearing it up and replacing it. You could potentially put a second layer of an epoxy-based concrete material on top of that, but I don't have a lot of confidence it's going to last a long time. And I would rather see you just live with it and replace it when the time comes.
All right. So yeah, this may be a record. We may get to three letters today. Jim wants to know what kind of floor wax sealer should he use on the new stick-on vinyl floor tiles that he just laid down.
Well, you know, most new vinyl floors don't actually need to be waxed. That was something we did in sort of the with the older materials, but they do need to be clean. And since it's new, I would simply tell you to follow the manufacturer's instructions. I have found, Doug, that sometimes when you try to use those liquid wax products on top of the newer vinyl floors, they end up leaving it cloudy.
Really? Yeah, hazy.
Really, hazy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I want you to know that I was proud of myself. I seem to find in the New World Order here I didn't have a vacuum cleaner in my house anymore.
Yeah.
So I went to buy a vacuum cleaner, thinking, silly me, that I could find a simple vacuum cleaner plug in it does the... I had to get Joe. Help me put together this foolish vacuum cleaner.
Or a canister?
I got a canister.
I knew you were a canister guy.
Really, Richie? How'd you know that?
It's old school.
Yeah,
okay.
I can look in it and see how much dust and dirt it is. But it took me five different tries of putting it together before it actually worked.
To get all of your
Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Checkup.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.